I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Governor Greg Abbott on Monday appointed former U.S. Secret Service agent John P. Scott as the Texas Education Agency's first Chief of School Safety and Security. The governor created the position in response to the Uvalde mass shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead. Scott formerly served as a Secret Service agent in the Vice Presidential Protective Division for 4 years during the administrations of George W. Bush and Barack Obama. He later helped lead the Secret Service Field Office in Dallas. According to a press release from Abbott's office, Scott will take every action possible to ensure schools are using best practices to safeguard against school shootings or other dangers. Since the shooting in May, Uvalde parents have called to raise the age to buy semi-automatic rifles from 18 to 21, the same kind of guns the Uvalde shooter bought immediately after his 18th birthday. Abbott said it would be unconstitutional to raise the age, citing a federal ruling that Texas cannot ban 18 to 20-year-olds from carrying handguns. Since then, Texas has started the process to appeal that ruling, but Abbott has not said whether a successful appeal would change his stance on the constitutionality of raising the age to buy a semi-automatic rifle. A federal appeals court ruled that Texas does not need to release details about a list of nearly 12,000 registered voters whom the state has identified as potential non-citizens. The appellate court found that the five civil rights groups suing the Texas Secretary of State for the list did not have standing to do so. The group sought to hold Texas accountable if it incorrectly misidentified registered voters as non-citizens and disenfranchised naturalized citizens. Last year, Texas was sending names from the list to counties across the state to track down and remove flagged voters from voting rolls. County workers found that up to 17% of the voters whose names each county received had legally registered to vote at their naturalization ceremonies. This isn't the first time the Texas Secretary of State has been sued over trying to identify possible non-citizen voters. In 2019, Texas called into question the citizenship of nearly 100,000 voters, including tens of thousands of naturalized citizens who had legally registered to vote, and sought to rescind their registration. To settle the lawsuits, Texas agreed to end the citizenship review in April 2019. This newest round began in December, after state lawmakers approved such reviews as part of a hard-fought voting bill that became law in September. More specific criteria led to the state flagging only a tenth of the number of voters it flagged during 2019. But this year's list also included legitimate voters who had become naturalized citizens. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org. Or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Methodist Healthcare Ministries. Methodist Healthcare Ministries is committed to health equity, striving to create more fair and just opportunities for all to thrive. Learn more at mhm.org.